Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Right now on Earwolf, it's time for another Improv for Humans holiday special, and this year all your favorite Christmas characters are banding together to try to save Christmas from COVID-19. Check it out along with more classic Improv for Humans holiday specials re-released for the 12 days of Christmas. Happy listening.
Hey, it's Jess.
And Zach from Off Book, the Improvised Musical.
We're excited to let you know that we are releasing bonus episodes exclusively on Stitcher Premium.
Our exclusive content is wild and all over the place. We use some songs generated by robots on the internet. I played recorder a little bit one time.
Oh, Jess, yeah, that was fun.
Jess and I are just getting real about everything. And really, if you think Off Book is wild, the bonus content is a new level of wild.
To listen, go to stitcher.com/premium and sign up with the code OFFBOOK for a free month of listening.
You'll get access to our exclusive bonus episodes, plus you'll be able to hear every episode of Off Book and other great Earwolf podcasts all ad-free.
That's stitcherpremium.com/premium, promo code OFFBOOK.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Jessica's doing so many flips and kicks.
Oh, whoop. Yep.
Just made some sushi.
Yeah.
And landed it.
Welcome hey, to this is Up Improvised
Gymnastic Podcast.
With Zach and Jess. That one's Zach Reno.
That one's Jess McKenna. We got Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings on the keys.
We got Engineer Choo Choo Brett on the fret. Ooh, lovely. Ooh. We got... Wait, what'd you say again? Well, we got Dana Wickens on... No, gosh, I can't get my stuff straight. We got
Producing
Dana Wickens...
Producing the drums as good
Thank
as they
you.
Come.
I'm sorry, that's what I was waiting
Dana
for.
Dana Wicks. Wickens.
On the Stickens.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, Dana, we botched that.
We botched that.
Hey, Dana, take some more time on those sticks. Yes, Dana!
Playing a cornucopia of drums.
Ooh, very good.
Thank you. I was in the season. We're in November now.
Yeah, we're in November, and we're so grateful for so many things, including having this incredible guest.
Yeah, we're so grateful for him. He brings joy to my life.
He's the guest of a legendary episode. You know him, you love him. He's a writer for AP Bio in the upcoming season of Miracle Workers. He's a member of White Women. He's a CBB fave.
He was the MC at my wedding.
Bam, bam, bam.
Please welcome back to the pod, Zeke Nicholson. Hello.
Hello.
Oh boy! Wow, good to be back.
Good to be
in the
off book
verse.
Good to have you,
know? Zeke. We're so happy you're here.
Thank you. I've been on book for about a year now.
You gotta get off.
I'm fucking off of it.
You gotta get off.
Memorize my lines, and I'm back, baby.
Okay. Is it overwhelming when we send you a script for the improvised musical that you're gonna have
sure
to do
is.
Like days
it
before?
Is. Yeah, it's a full hour of lines I have to memorize,
and then we cut so much
right.
of it. In
yeah.
the, in
and
the
then
edit.
So many of the lines are delivered so poorly, and you know,
full of giggles,
full
and
of giggles,
rhymes that don't make sense.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well,
People always...
We do appreciate you showing up for the 5 a.m. sits probe. And shout out for...
For the 7 a.m. Vondel probe.
What did you... Sits probe?
So the sits probe is the rehearsal where you just sit in chairs and sing the whole thing.
Ah.
The Vondel probe is the rehearsal where you do some light Vondeling.
Light movement. Light for those of you who've seen Zach and I do a live show without a guest. Light movement.
Did I? So you guys, I assume, did that kind of thing in high school. When that term was brought, were people just laughing constantly?
I don't know that I learned that term until college.
Yeah, okay. That was a college thing for me, but we were still giggling.
Got it. Sitz probe and Vondel probe. I mean, both sound bad for different reasons. And
German? I want to say German.
I think so.
You know what's funny? German.
Undeniably. It's a funny language.
It's a great language, but oh gosh, is it fun?
It has some tee-hee-hees built in.
It does.
I mean, ours too.
Yes.
Sure. Well, it's Germanic in nature.
Is it?
Yes.
We're a Germanic language.
Yeah.
Theirs is first? What does that mean?
We're a hodgepodge, and we lean, I think, predominantly Germanic.
Does it mean to be a Germanic language? Because is the root the same as Germany, but not from Germany? Are they both pulling from something?
I think at a basic level, it's just not a Romance language, so we don't like conjugate verbs the same way that Spanish, French, all of those
Italian.
Do. Yeah. And then I don't know much beyond that. I don't quite know how German is structured, but apparently some of the structural language piece, this is really interesting.
It's structured with, to be very funny.
Yes.
The more you know.
A lot of hard consonants. I think, you know how they say like the funny consonants are like C and K? A lot of that in German.
Yeah.
So that's why it's a funny language. The science behind comedy, guys.
We did it.
We did it.
We actually did it. Hey, Zeke.
Hey.
You like tea gives or what?
Do I like tea gives?
Yeah, you into tea gives?
I'm into tea gives.
What's your fave dish?
All right, Jessica McKenna, translator here. When Jessica says tea gives, she's referring to the holiday more known colloquially as Thanksgiving. Now back to the show.
My first thought was that, like, are you into receiving tea as a gift? And I was
How would you feel if I gifted you some tea?
Well, my mom gave me tea for Christmas last year, so...
Tea is great.
Good, yeah.
My second thought was, who is this T-Pain's younger brother?
Also good. I like Thanksgiving. I'm a big stuffing mash, sweet mash guy. Yes. Love gravy, too. Gravy is, like, not eaten in regular meals very often.
It's a real treat.
It's so good.
To just put a thick... meat, bunch of flour salt. Sauce.
I don't eat gravy because it's almost never like a chicken gravy or a vegetable gravy. Mm-hmm. But stuffing is always the star of the show for me.
Stuffing is very good.
You can make a salad out of bread. Yeah.
Yeah. You're into that.
Yeah, I'm into that. That soft, wet bread salad.
Soft, wet bread salad.
My mom makes really good leftover paninis the next day.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. It's really good.
Leftover panini.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Does she have a George Foreman?
I think she says like a panini press.
Okay. Well,
but you know it's better to put stuffing into more bread.
That's
a bread sandwich with bread in the middle.
Yeah.
We're on a theme here of talking about, because we were talking about Panera and ordering the bread bowl with bread as the side.
Yeah, that's
and
then fucking
a sandwich.
Crazy.
I've done that. I had a bread come. But man, bread is great.
Yeah. I've been like sleeping on bread because of that low carb life, but.
You're saying because of my Lisa bread mattress? Yes.
We are
off the
chain today.
We have said nothing. Scott has left the studio.
This is not Friday at 5:30. This is Tuesday at 11:45, and we are looped a looping.
So I reached under to move my seat higher, and I stabbed my hand on something.
Oh my god!
Under the seat.
Are you okay?
I'm fine, but this show is coming to you from a place of pain.
Are
of
you
pain okay? And danger?
Okay, well that's a good place to create art. Are you okay? Do you need a beat?
I'm good. No, I want to ride this wave.
Okay.
Who's on your shirt?
So we're just kind of free associating. Tim Duncan.
Do you think he knew?
Do I think he knew what?
That he was going to play basketball. Like, my name's Tim Duncan. Oh, I got to play basketball. It's in my name.
We go now to a society, a world, a place, much like ours, but not. It seems like ours in many ways, and yet is different in many ways. And one of the biggest differences is in this world, your last name is what you do. Are you ready to know the path you will walk? Because we know your destiny.
Your family name, that's the name that your family shares. For example, Michael Bears, the family name is not Bears. That's a family of Michaels, and Bears is what you do. That person goes into the woods, and a bear is you. Janice Mover and Janice Shaker. The destinies they make, sir, because what's in a name, your destiny is. What's in a name, your destiny is.
Whether you are Michael or you are Janice,
what's in a name, your destiny is. But what if your name was Booger Water? You don't know who's your mother or father.
Booger,
you think
water.
You're from a family of boogers, but you're all alone eating cookies and sugar.
We cut to a small child in a swamp. This is the story of Booger Waters.
Wow. This is my home, the swamp, but I don't know where I came from and who my family is and how I got my weird name, Booger Waters. I guess in this world, I would be from a family of boogers and my occupation would be waters, but I guess I don't really know what that means yet. I'm just 13. Hello, Bullfrog. How are you this morning?
Wow. Pause in the jam. This guy's talking to us.
I know. I was trying to do my best to, like, give him a vibe.
Oh, hell yeah. Back into it.
God, the swamp is so vibrant. There are so many creatures that are just making music all the time.
You gotta say what you want. When you out in the swamp, you gotta say what you want. When you out in the swamp,
gotta say what I want. What is it that I want? I mean, a family jaunt. I guess that's what I want. I wanna not be alone anymore. I wanna walk out the swamp door. I wanna take on the whole world. Find a whole family of boys and girls. I wanna learn where I belong. Because it just feels wrong to be so alone, to just be me. Booger Waters now, but I'm living wild and free. Cause I'm leaving the swamp to find what I want. I'm leaving the swamp, I gotta find what I want. I'm leaving the swamp to find what I want. I gotta leave the swamp to find what I want.
Rabbit, take your bait and grab it. Rabbit.
Now you're out in the plain.
Rabbit.
With the rabbits, we know your name. You're Booger Waters, and we've heard of you. You got little human child things you got to do.
Rabbit,
yeah, and we love to have you here, and we love the. Ooh, look at you. Now you are leaving now. Leaving the plain somewhere, somehow. Going somewhere else on a journey. Oh, I think you're down, going down to the shoals where the turtles, they do that turtle talk. You know what the turtles got?
You gotta say your goal when you're out in the shoals.
You gotta say your goal when you're out in the shoals.
I'm down in the shoals, dipping feet in the water, looking around for my mother and my father, but they seem to be nowhere to be seen. Just a lot of tortoises and the mean and green.
Sorry, we are not tortoises, we are turtles. If you want to see a tortoise, you gotta go to the desert.
Oh, and now in the desert, and there's nothing around. Yeah, I'm in the desert. No other humans or animals to be found.
Rattlesnake.
What's up, rattlesnake?
I'm a rattlesnake.
Better rattle, make a big noise. Yeah, here, cause I got all these boys. I'm ready, and I'm on the brink. I'm gonna make you stop, I'm gonna make you think. Because what is it exactly, the path that you're on? What do you want, because you do not belong. You don't know where you are, where you're from, but you do know something. Don't be dumb, you know what you want. 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 You know what you want.
Wow. Thank you so much, all you different animals from all you different ecosystems.
Rabbit?
You've helped me to realize that I still want the same thing than as when I started this journey in the swamp, which is a family. But now I want it even more and harder, so that's good.
Good, good, cool.
Oh, gosh. Wow.
Rattle, rattle, rattle.
Question, ribbit, question. Ribbit.
Yeah.
I'm raising my tail because I don't have hands.
I see that. Yes, question. You. Rattlesnake.
Yes, thank you. My name is Derek Rattlesnake.
So you're from a family,
family
of Derek.
Derek. Family Derek. I am a rattlesnake. Weirdly, my father, Derek Rattlesnake. And my sister, Derek Rattlesnake.
Yeah. It's a rather like confusing nomenclature in this world.
Not to me. It's the world we've always lived in.
It's true that.
Question.
Yes.
Does that family have to be humans?
I mean, I always assumed that they would be, but I guess not.
It's weird that you would assume that.
Weird, rattle.
Weird that you would assume that.
I mean, all of your family are the same species as you, aren't
they? Untrue. I'd only listed part of my family.
Well, who else is in your family?
Derek Woodpecker.
Derek Owl.
Derek Bobcat.
Derek Turtle.
Got it. So all Dereks of all different species are in your family.
Well, the family is Derek, so everyone by definition in my family would be of the Derek family.
I see.
So, House Derek.
House Derek. We are Line Rattlesnake. And then to tell the difference between our brother and I, we just, our full name would be Derek Rattlesnake, and then a sound that only rattlesnakes know.
Yeah, that's the third name.
Got
it. You familiar with Jellicle Cats? It's like that. It's the third name that only we know and can pronounce.
I mean, I can try to do the sound for you now, but you probably won't understand it.
I mean, I'd love to hear it.
That's his name.
Yeah, and hers is...
If I'm just, to my human ears, it sort of vaguely sounds like an Italian man that burned his hand on a pizza.
Okay.
You know, I've always been looking for a way to... very close. I've always been looking for a way to explain it to humans, and honestly, I think you may have landed on it.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Listen, Booger Waters. Yes. This world can be really restrictive. So, you know, you have to take the opportunities you can to make... choices that are your own, you know?
Yeah. Like, just because you're... I don't actually know how you found the name Booger Waters other than it was to, like...
It was on a placard around my neck when I found myself in the swamp.
I was just gonna say, if that name no longer serves you, you know, you have the power to change that.
Change my name?
Sure.
Yeah, why not?
Why not? Snake. He used to be a bird. Then I changed my name. I don't know what y'all heard, but I didn't feel like a bird. Make no mistake, still Derek, but now I'm Derek Rattlesnake. Cause you choose your family. You choose your
family. You don't have to be a booger. what you are.
I don't look like
you
one.
Don't have to decide right now. You can take a journey, find out from near and far if you have a different thing that's speaking to you. Why not be something else? You could be snot waters if you choose.
You choose
your.
I think it starts today. I'm going to have the only say in who I am and what I do. I'm gonna change it all. I don't need a bunch of boogers. I need everything at all. Because who am I? We don't know yet.
We don't know.
What I meant to be.
You gotta choose
my family. Okay, all right, everyone, welcome to the Council of Elders.
Welcome to the council. Hold on, we can't start the meeting until someone welcomes us to the Council
I'm
of Elders.
I'm trying to do that, oligarch.
What?
I'm trying to do that, oligarch.
All right, patriarch.
Welcome to the Council of the Elders.
The Council of Elders is now called
the Council of Embers?
No, Elders.
I'm not a piece of fire.
No, you're not a piece of fire. Welcome to the Elders.
Oh, hello.
Okay, welcome to the Council of Elders. Now, we shall do what we do, which is gather once a quarter.
Oh, hold on, we can't start until we've told the history of what we always do.
I'm trying to do that, oligarch.
I'm sorry, patriarch.
We gather once a quarter to write down the next cycle of names on the naming scroll.
Yes, these are the names that we give to people that they then have to keep.
The jobs that we need that were provided by them being on the name scroll. Now, we have most of the jobs taken care of, so last quarter we got a bit wild. We started naming people bears and sort of letting them figure it out. But I propose adding a new name to the name scroll. We are up to do this. If we're up to the task and its toll, we can think of a new line of workers who will be subservient even more than they already are. I propose drone. The new name's drone. I propose drone. Drone.
The new names for the people to uphold, and the names that we give are the stories we write and the stories that will be told. Got to give them names that keep them down and underneath our heel. Names that tell them how to act and how to work and feel. I propose peon. Peon.
Peon and drone. Yes, this is good. We are already doing better than last quarter when we named but we did it anyway because we wanted to. But this is a better direction.
Sorry, I don't hear great. I just want to make sure that I got it right.
Okay.
We're naming people Phone and Beyond. Is
no.
that right?
No.
Why we got weird names last time.
Yes, I said
Drone. And I said Peon.
And maybe you won't be the scribe on the scroll
anymore.
Good.
This is good. Well, that Oh, I was going to say, that concludes the meeting of the Council of Antlers.
Oh.
Is that what we do here?
Maybe.
This is the Council of Elders.
Oh.
You know that you're part of the council.
And we can't conclude until we all say our secret solemn vow.
Well, hold on. We can't conclude until we all say our secret solemn vow.
That's what I'm trying to do. All right.
We vow. Solemnly to always eat cream cheese.
And now we are
concluded. Let us adjourn to eat cream cheese.
Hi.
I'm sorry. This is super weird. Do you know where I can find the like city hall or like the kind of like town charter place? Like,
oh, the Magistrate Hall of Magirium.
That's what I'm looking for. Yes. Thank you so much.
Sure. Yeah. It's it's down the lane through the path. And
amazing.
Over.
I'm
the
sorry.
Bridge.
It's just. My name is Gives Directions to Places. Your name is You Can't Afford Her, and I feel like you're kind of doing my job right now.
I know, but what is my job? You Can't Afford Her doesn't tell me anything.
I don't...
Feels like you should be a wagon salesperson, but like to people who can't afford the
oh,
wagons.
Like how sometimes we call vehicles her?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that's actually really helpful, huh?
Oh, thank you
What's
so much.
Is your name Give Advice?
I don't know yet.
What?
I don't know what my name is.
Does
my name was Booger Waters, but that's
well, then your name is Booger Waters.
But here's the thing. I took a little bit of ayahuasca and talked to a bunch of animals. They told me.
That sounds like something that you do outside of the city.
Yeah, right.
Outside of the city
outside
gates.
Outside of the city gates.
Where it is forbidden to go.
I'm actually from the swamp outside the city gates.
The swamp outside the city gates where it is forbidden to go.
Yeah. Are you guys related?
No, obviously not. I mean, I guess obviously. I didn't tell you my family name.
Oh, what's your family name?
Janice.
Janice, got it.
Kelly. Kelly gives directions.
Janice, you can't afford her.
Janice, you can't afford her.
Listen, I don't know what to call you if Booger Waters isn't your name right now, but you got to be careful. I mean, you're talking about things that would really upset a lot of people.
If the Council of Elders heard you and... The chances of that are slim because they don't hear great. But if they heard you or someone else heard and got back to them, you would be in big trouble.
Got it. Well, can you just call me TBD for now?
Sure.
Great.
But TBD actually gives directions. Yeah. I don't know you super well. Like, I don't know your level of like, I don't know like what I'm about to say, if you're going to be down for it or not.
Okay. So I feel like we're at a sort of friendship threshold.
We are.
Okay.
I just want you to know
blow it. Give us directions. Okay. Don't blow it. She's opening up to you, and all you have to do is not fuck it up.
Okay.
So just be cool.
Okay. If you really want to push down the gates.
Yeah.
And you really want to change some things.
Yeah.
There is a rebellion within the city gates. A rebellion between inside the city gates. Do I need to say louder? Rebellion inside. I'm part of the rebellion.
Okay.
Do you want to join? And do you want to join? This is the part where I was like, Is this something he's going to be down for?
Okay, because it seemed like already he's probably in that sort of flavor and I'm a much more wild card.
That's how I felt, but
okay.
I didn't want to be rude and say, can you leave? And I didn't want to pull him aside.
No,
it'd be
I'm just sort of trying to think about like the effect it's going to have on my family.
Sure.
All of that.
Sure.
It's like I'm not making the decision for just me. You
I
know?
Understand. You don't have to join. You just have to like carry the secret forever.
Oh, boy.
So, sorry, to be clear, the rebellion's goal is to rise up and remove the entire naming system as we know it?
That's right.
Carry us.
Wow.
Forever.
What? Can't carry the secret forever?
I'm just thinking.
Yes, until you die. In through the gates of the city, and immediately stumbled upon at least one person who thinks like me,
and one person who maybe isn't sure how she thinks just yet, but you can bet that just because they haven't figured it out, that seems fine to me. My opinion can be TBD.
TBD.
I think I found a rebellion that is just for me. TBD.
TBD.
Can I carry a secret forever?
TBD.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
How many people are in this rebellion?
There are like 27, but we've really been lacking leadership.
Got it.
TBD.
The leadership is TBD.
I need support for me when I try to do more for us all to be TBD. Will TBD, and you can afford. and maybe gives directions banged together to fight the Council of Elders? Find out when we return to the second half of
Destiny
TBD, the musical.
If you think you may be depressed or you're feeling overwhelmed or anxious, BetterHelp Online Counseling offers licensed professional therapists who are trained to listen and to help for anxiety or difficulty in achieving your goals, anger, self-esteem, and more.
It's simple. You fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs and then get matched with a counselor in under 48 hours.
Then you can easily schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus exchange unlimited messages to communicate with your therapist at your convenience.
Everything you share is confidential, and you can request a new therapist at any time at no additional charge.
Join the 1 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp counselor.
It is such a stressful time right now, and mental health is so important.
Yes, please value your mental health. It's so important. Get involved in feeling better. BetterHelp is an affordable option that our listeners get 10% off your first month with a discount code OFFBOOK.
Get started today at betterhelp.com/offbook.
When it comes to holiday gifting for guys, it's not always easy.
Until now, because with Mack Weldon, it's super simple to find something great no matter which guy you're shopping for.
Whether it's Mack Weldon's warm knit tops, undershirts, or Sunday lounge pants, Mack Weldon has men's basics that are guaranteed to keep everyone on your list comfortable.
Guys, no joke, I'm in the lounge pants right now. They're so comfortable. Love them.
Also, no joke, so am I.
Hell yeah, dude.
Let's be real about these clothes and how great they are.
They're great. I have two pieces of Mack Weldon clothing on my body at all times. It's just a quarantine rule. We love them. The website's easy. I don't know how else to tell you this, y'all. Change your life. Get some Mack Weldon into it. Mack Weldon promises comfort and consistent fit from socks, shirts, hoodies, underwear, polos, and active shorts.
Mack Weldon's wide range of customized fabrics can keep up with you no matter what your day looks like, whether you're working out, going out, or going to work, or on a date.
And with Weldon Blue, Mack Weldon's totally free loyalty program, you'll get free shipping for life.
If you don't like your first pair of underwear, you can keep them and they'll still refund you. No questions asked.
Win the gift giving season and get 20% off your first order. Visit MackWeldon.com/book and enter promo code book.
That's MackWeldon.com/book, promo code book for 20% off.
Mack Weldon, reinventing men's basics.
Welcome back. When we last left our hero, he was trying to find what's in a name, and can he destroy this terrible system inside the city gates? Find out when we return to the second half of Destiny TBD.
So this is like the underground base. This is like the rebellion.
Yeah.
No, it's cute. It's nice.
Okay.
No, it's great.
No.
Wow.
That's such a passive aggressive way to start.
It's just that it is sort of a dirt tunnel. Sort of a dirt tunnel and then a bigger dirt chamber.
I'm sorry, Gives Directions. What did you think like an underground rebellion would look like?
I don't. No, it's dirtier than I thought it would be, and that's fine. I'm adjusting my own expectations.
You can just carry the secret and like not join us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like if this is too much for you, you can just carry the secret.
No. I'm good.
It's amazing. If you really think about it, where do all trees come from?
I don't know. Seeds
in the ground. This empty tunnel is the seed of a rebellion, of a new system that just needs a little bit of sunlight and a little bit of water, and it will sprout a seed of change.
This is what I'm talking about this good leadership.
What about air plants?
Okay.
Sure. But sort of percentage-wise, air plants are a pretty small portion of the plant population.
Fair.
I'm so torn. Yeah, it really feels like, this feels like maybe it's just like not your vibe.
My vibe?
Yeah, like it's okay. This just like might not be your vibe.
So there are names and there are also vibes.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I don't know how I'm feeling about this. I know that I don't know how I am feeling about this, but I also know that I don't have friends, and I'd like to have friends, but these friends come with a rebellion, and that's sort of a lot of baggage. And while I'm like, wanna be a part part of something. I'm not sure if this is the thing. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know if this is my vibe.
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. 'Cause you might be killed and not alive.
Honestly, you're kind of getting a little bit in the way. But I really want to outstretch my hand and make us a true friend in a real way. Yes, but if you're just gonna say ew, it's gross and I can't believe there's dirt on the walls, then maybe you should, I should hang out in a different way, like peruse the food stalls.
Okay, that sounds good. I would like to do that. So maybe I'll just leave and keep the secret forever. Is it okay if I tell like 2 people?
No.
Like how many people can I tell though?
0.
Okay, but like for real, wink wink, like
no,
I know
wink,
what keeping
wink.
Okay, we're keeping it a secret, but you know, like, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. Is that my vibe? Am I the kind of person that keeps big secrets from people very, very, very close to me? I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. Is that my vibe? So, like, for real though, like, real talk, like, how many people can I tell?
Like, real talk, unblinking, I say what I'm thinking.
Just put the fingers up of the number of people I can tell you're putting no fingers up.
No fingers up, it really is 0. If you don't like it, you should leave so we can move on and we can be friends in a different way. But I do know that you should leave if it's not your vibe. I do know, I do know that you should leave if it's not your vibe.
Okay, I think I'm gonna leave then.
Cool.
So where do we meet up, like, later?
Like, I can't really comment right now. I don't know, I don't know.
We're not gonna meet later, are we?
Yeah, we are.
No, you, like, we just tried to nail it down and you fully dodged it.
I just mean, like, I don't know, I don't know. I kinda wanna see this thing through first.
Yeah, this seems important, I get that. It's much higher stakes.
So, like, maybe we can do a classic circle back when my schedule gets a little more relaxed. Can we try for early February? I think it will be better
okay,
than
but it's
me.
March now.
I don't know, because it does have high stakes.
I understand, and so I'm just gonna leave. I'll miss you though. When will I see you again?
I don't know.
So this is the way out?
Yeah, it's a tunnel, so just pick a way and you'll pop up.
Oh, it's just one tunnel. It's just one big tunnel.
Yeah, it's not like a labyrinth.
And it exits sort of like...
It's the way we came in.
Up through the well in the center of town.
Yeah, I would just kind of reverse what you did.
God, I'm gonna... Okay, so really tell no one.
It's actually no one.
Actually no one.
It's actually no one.
Okay.
See you.
No, I can do that. I can do that.
Do you want to stay?
No, I can't.
Okay.
I definitely can't.
Okay, great. Okay.
You're welcome to.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Like, I'm not trying to kick you out. I'm trying to, like,
fully,
see you for what's
fully,
happening
fully
right now.
Fully get it.
I'm trying to honor
it's
your
like,
truth.
No, it's just that I don't know if I'm capable of doing what I want to do. Does that make sense? I'm going to go.
Of
it's
course you're not.
It's gonna
be... Wait. Of course you're not capable of doing what you want to do. You grew up in a system that doesn't allow for that. But that's what we're here to change.
He's
you're
right.
saying I should do the thing I want to do even when the system is telling me not to.
I'm saying it's taking a man with an insane, nonsensical name that doesn't mean anything at all to show you, the good people of the rebellion, that you can do anything you want.
Okay, got it. I'm gonna go.
Okay, great, because that's what you want.
Yes, and I'm gonna tell the secret to like 2 people. Well, that's what I want.
Oh, I see. So that's not really part of the system. That's just like Ghost Directions can't keep a secret. Okay, so that's actually outside of the big sort of forces that we're dealing with.
So don't do that.
Don't do that.
This okay, so the rebellion is...
The rules are still being written a little bit.
I'm going to sort of figure this out on the way.
Oh my gosh, she's going to tell so many people.
Honestly?
I should have just pulled you aside, but I was like, so honestly, I just didn't want to be rude. And that's the system.
I get it.
That's the freaking
that
system.
That is the system,
like,
right
oh,
there.
I'm
constraining
more,
us.
Yes, I'm more know? Afraid of...
Of hurting people's feelings than saying what you really
what
want.
Want.
Here's the thing. Oh my God. Can I ask you a question?
Of course.
It's really personal.
Please.
If we...
I'm sorry.
Oh my God. What would your name be if it could be anything at all? What do you love to do more than anything in the world? I know that's super personal and we're probably not there yet. And I don't mean to overstep, but I just think learning how to lead people is going to be learning how to help people identify what's in their heart. Who are they inside of their chest? What's in their heart and what do they like to do best? I guess I'm asking, who are you?
I'm having just because you asked me that question. It's starting to set off embers in my mind just at the mere suggestion that I could choose a name and you could choose a name too. Nobody's ever stopped before to ask me who are you. Maybe my name could be I'll love you forever.
Here, I'm sorry to intrude. I'm part of the rebellion. My name is Jason Ruin the Moon.
Hi, Jason. Welcome to the fold. Did you have some news for us that needed to be told?
Yes. They found the entrance to this place in the well.
Oh, man.
So we need to go deeper into the rebellion stronghold. That's what I came to tell. Goodbye now.
Wow, I can't believe that. I know it didn't mean to be rude, but I can really confidently say that he totally ruined the mood.
And I'm new to this and my name's still TBD, but it feels important to me that you choose an identity that it exists independent of relation to me.
Oh my gosh.
Because you can choose anything that you want to be. So who are you?
My thought that made me love you more.
That for you, and I'll be right by your side through and through, because I also think I love you. I know it's quick. I don't have my name, but I'm confident that we'll find something that will stick.
What if my name was Dolphin Artist, and what if your name is something that
something that works for me. Jason ruins the mood. We've got to go deeper.
5 minutes ago, by the well. Okay. Don't
and the
tell.
Council of Elders oh, will gosh. Now
These
commence.
Are the worst people that could be walking by the well.
Excuse me, we are commencing our evening stroll.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you are. What is your.
Kelly gives directions.
Oh, good. Where is the secret rebellion? Which way?
Specifically, if you give us step by step. Locations and directions to where the secret rebellion lies.
Honor your name from the scroll sure, gives sure. directions.
Yeah, no problem. Definitely gonna do that. There's only like two of you, right?
There are three.
It's fun if I tell like, I'm gonna tell like, I can only tell like two of you.
Okay.
I made a promise and I'm pretty sure the vibe was that like, I'm not supposed to tell anyone, but I think it's one of
those
things
where like.
You're
lucky that Oligarch is dragging behind.
That's right.
What's that?
Don't mind any of this.
I found a man who sells bananas.
What a good name we gave him. I love bananas.
Simon, okay, so this is a secret, so like, don't tell anyone. Okay?
We will tell whoever we want.
But like, don't though.
Wink, wink, we won't.
Okay, now I'm on the other side of it, and I see how frustrating it is.
We're not supposed, but what if we just told like two?
But
people?
Honestly, real talk.
Yes. Okay, you get it. Yes. Okay, real talk. Don't tell anyone. Obviously, you can tell like two people. That's the number of acceptable people to tell any secret to when someone tells you a secret. You can tell like two people because the people you're gonna tell are not gonna matter, right? Like if I'm at work and I tell like my mom who doesn't know, like who is she gonna tell? Who are you two going to tell about like where the rebel base is? Totally fine.
It's probably all of our guards.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for honoring the scroll.
You're welcome.
Seems like your last name maybe should be Loves to Gossip.
Oh. Should your last name be Throwing Shade?
Yes.
How many bananas do you two want?
I'd like one banana for now and one banana for my smoothie in the morning.
Okay. Oh, you're making smoothies now?
Well, smoothie maker's making them for me.
Oh, yes.
So where's
my
the
nephew? Have you guys met smoothie my maker? Nephew, Patriarch Smoothie Maker?
Patriarch Smoothie, of course. Mm-hmm. He's amazing.
Yes.
He runs the Jamba Juice on 12th.
It's very good. We're very proud of him.
That's quite very a good. Franchise.
Yes.
What did I miss?
So yeah, this girl who just walked out of the well is going to tell us where the rebel base is.
A squirrel walked out of the well.
A girl!
We just need to bloop down this well right now and we'll find them.
Well, surely we can't. We're old men. We can't be going down a well.
That's right. Let's say our three names again, just for reference.
Well, there's my friend here whose name is Patriarch Elder Council.
Good.
You're Oligarch Elder Council.
And you...
Dictator Elder Council.
Dictator. Okay, good. Just making sure.
All right. We'll summon over. Excuse me.
Yeah?
Guards?
Yeah.
Guards.
Yeah.
Brandon Guard.
Troy Guard.
From the
Gary
kingdom,
Guard.
Brandon Guard.
Troy Guard.
Gary Guard.
And it's cool because when my family all gets together, there are actually many guards. We call ourselves the Brandon Guard.
That was very something. We need you to go down this well into a tunnel and squash a rebellion.
No can do, Elderoo.
Why is that?
Because I'm not a goes down the well. I'm a guard.
But...
Guard got a guard.
Well, this is me guarding you. Nah, dude. You need to give us a different job then because my name's Guard and all I do is guard.
Yeah, we guard.
There's no one in this city named like Search or there's no one in this city named like Squash
or like Quell. Like
or
Quell.
Seek and Destroy.
Like Seek and Destroy.
You actually didn't name like anyone that. So
we don't do that. So like part of this system, right? What's so great about it is everyone knows what they do. And they do one thing and that's what they do. And what we do is guard.
Elder Council. May I have a quick aside?
What?
Of course.
Do you think that
a quick a pie?
Aside,
like an Italian piece of a pie?
Oh, can you imagine if an Italian man burnt his hand making that pie?
Well, we'd probably make a sound like, choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo.
That sounded a little bit more like a choo-choo train had a cold.
Oh, sorry, yes.
And more like an Italian chef burnt his hand.
Okay.
More of a ha-cha-chai. Well,
let me try. Hee-chee-chee-chee-chee-chee.
That sound, I liked it.
Yeah, it was good. Kind of had a Latin flair about it. Anyway, listen, I'm wondering, no, this would be a crazy thought. Our system's not flawed, is it?
That's a crazy thought.
That's a crazy thought.
You're at the top. Even if it was, I wouldn't change it, because that would mean I'd be no longer at the top.
Even if it should change, I'd rather just die.
Sure. I'd also rather
I would rather die than change.
I'm just hoping that, like, we can live out the tide that has suited us, and that I'll die, and then they can do whatever they want.
They can do whatever they want. When you have a hill that you will die on, you die on that hill. When you're doing something wrong, you keep doing it still. Because changing is harder than keeping things the same. I can't even imagine a different system where we don't give people names. I'd rather die than change. I'd rather die than change. What's worse than different? The answer is strange. I'd rather die than change.
Yes, I think I like the way that life works in this nation. And I don't give a second thought to future generations. Because the system that's in place, well, fuck it, it works for me. And I don't care if the world goes to shit. It's ours, can't you see?
I'd rather die. Change. I'd rather die than change.
A dollar is four quarters. It will always be the same. And I'd rather die
than change.
If you have a hill to die on, you die on that hill.
That's right.
If you have a hill to die on,
the hill, you stay on that hill still. I'd rather
die than change.
I'd rather
die than change.
My heart rate went up so high.
I think I'm dying.
Me too.
Nice sick ride.
Sick ride.
See you on the other side.
This has been so good.
I liked every part of it.
I regret
nothing. They all just dropped, and they didn't name successors.
Oh, my God.
No one in the scroll is on Elder Council.
Good people!
I wish there was someone to give directions as to what to do next.
Good people!
Oh, who's this person?
It is I. Inspires the city.
Whoa. I love it, babe. No, it's really good.
Is it good?
No, stick it. Stick the landing. Stick the landing. No,
I know you.
Say it with confidence. Say it with confidence.
It is I. Boogers inspires the city.
That's right.
Wait. I decided to keep my first name because it's one that while it was given to me, I also choose it.
I love that.
Thank you.
I love that, and I love you.
This is my girlfriend.
Oh my God, a lot happened in the 10 minutes since I left you two.
Listen, when you're breaking down systems, you just suddenly see the world in a whole new way, and you're like, I gotta live for now.
Flames burn brightly in the dark.
That's right.
That's so true. Listen, Gives Directions, I know that you didn't carry that secret and you gave
it. Oh, gosh, I did. Well, here's the thing. Someone gave me directions to tell it, and I knew that I shouldn't, but it was so, like, built into my DNA to do the thing that I did the thing. And then I was immediately met with a situation where, like, I was on your side of it, and I was like, ugh, this is rough.
Kelly,
and
really, can I tell you something?
Whoa.
I know who you really are. You're not Kelly Loves to Give Directions.
You know my secret passion?
You're Kelly Loves to Be Honest. You can't hold secrets because you love to connect with people genuinely, just as my new girlfriend loves to be a dolphin artist more than anything in the world.
Oh my gosh.
Like, imagine it's like stained glass, it's sculptures, right. It's paintings.
Yes,
it's...
I want it. I want all of it.
Is it glass?
All of it.
Is it canvas?
Is it on the ceiling?
Like, I'm imagining using so many materials.
You're a dolphin artist. You can't be limited to one medium.
That's right.
That's right.
Man.
But here's the other thing. People of the city, gather around.
Within the city, within the city.
Within the city.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I want to gather everyone. The Council of Elders have died. They were so conservative that they killed themselves. The hate in their heart poisoned their veins, and their attempt to control everyone was ultimately their undoing. But I am here to tell you.
They've all got big smiles.
They have huge smiles. It's almost like they lived the life that they created until the very end, and then it was just gone.
Surely played it up to the buzzer.
Yeah, well, what a weird vibe.
Here's the thing. I woke up just this morning, and my name was Booger Waters. I didn't know who I was or what that meant, so for a brief time, I was TBD. But now, I realize that I'm here to inspire all of you to not be what the council told you have to be, but rather to be who you really are, what you love, and what you want. That is your family.
Oh my gosh, you really inspired the city.
Thank you. That is who I am.
I really gotta kiss you. I gotta kiss you.
Please do.
I gotta kiss you straight on the mouth.
Kiss me right on the mouth.
I gotta kiss you straight on the mouth.
Don't worry.
I'm gonna clear this city out so you can have some time alone. I see what's going on here. Everyone's got a role they got to play. And today, that's easy to see. I gotta break down the city walls so everyone can be free and you can have some privacy.
Okay.
To kiss right on the mouth, you can have some privacy. To really feel each other out emotionally is what I was talking about. I'm evacuating the city.
Hold on.
Breaking these walls.
Listen, okay.
Right down.
Babe, you know, kissing you is what I desire, but we gotta put it on hold for a sec. I've got a city to inspire.
And I love that you wanna do that. I love that that's your path, and I'm gonna stand beside you and watch this view of your sweet back. You have a strong back.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
My gosh, yes, no, inspire others. We gotta inspire the city first.
Yeah.
Right.
We gotta rip up the scroll.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
We gotta rip up the scroll.
They're right here, they carry them around.
Oh, perfect. We gotta start a new way. We gotta start.
He's always been Brandon, and I've always had to guard. But I don't want to guard anymore. It's clear to me what to do. I want to evacuate the city so you two can smooch.
And I also, my last name is Sells Bananas. And if I see passion like this, I simply cannot stand it. Even though I think what you say, I can never be the same. I'm also going to evacuate the city and change my name to Sells Plantain.
Hold on, people. Gather in harmony. We're going to have an unnaming ceremony.
Can I go first?
Sure.
Ooh boy, I've been waiting. Last name spoils the mood. First name Jason.
Oh, he's gonna keep it.
No. I wanna rename. Oh, I was just telling you who was talking.
Got it.
I wanna be Jason
Derulo.
What?
You could be Jason Derulo.
I was gonna say Jason watches people make out hidden from the back. No. But that's better. I wanna be Jason Derulo. Jason Derulo. Jason Derulo. I'm Jason Derulo.
Okay.
Get honestly, out of here. Wow. Come on.
Come on.
We love him.
That was fun. Great.
Thank you for coming back.
Hey, listen, I want to be a friend of the show, so
yeah,
whatever it takes.
Done.
I want to be a friends with benefits of the show.
All right. Open up this podcast.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so
we're all out of our minds.
Are out of our minds. It's very silly.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I was going to say, you know what I really wanted to put and I forgot was the Lisa mattress of bread.
Oh,
yeah. I mean,
yes. Yes.
I mean, Lisa has not, to my knowledge, paid us lately. So, but now the ads can come from any time. Do I want to burn? Let me first say, I love Lisa mattress. I sleep on it every night. Very good. Do I also want to do a song about their new definitely real bread mattress that they have? Yes, I do. Let's do that now.
Oh, great. I was really having a very hard time tracking where you're going in that moment.
I was trying to cover our financial basis.
Which I appreciate. And then I was like, what is he going to burn about Lisa? We love Lisa. And then you just are worried about infringing.
It's great. Mostly more about getting sick, but you don't got to worry about that. I got a mattress.
What?
When it's time to rise, I make that bread in a mattress size. I get on it. It's the best you can get. It's that loaf leads a mattress and it comes in baguette.
Yo, honk shoe, snore like a beast. Every day I sleep on mattress that I rise with
yeast.
Yeah, I do it
And I also know that I can sometimes ferment it, use that sourdough.
Yeah, yeah, I'm insomniac kind of guy, but I really only sleep on a bed ride. Yeah, 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 that pumpernickel quick. Also, I got a bread on my dick because I fuck on this mattress. I fuck pretty good.
You wonder why I cover my bases? This is why this mattress is for fucking. If you want a bread mattress, you in luck, cause this mattress is a beast. This mattress got yeast.
This mattress is a beast. This mattress got yeast.
Yeah.
Yo, we also have other products you can use. Yeah, go get fast and loose when you wanna take a little snooze after you fuck. I got the best thing that you can tuck. We got sheets now, but they're made of tortilla. Yeah, that's right, and how I can see ya. You know that day and that sex gave you a toll? Well, you can sleep on our pillow, that's a roll.
I got a pillow too, and let me tell you something. You know this pillow is a straight up muffin, blurry top, and poppy seeds to lure you into some puppy's
dream. Goddamn, I'm so exhausted, yeah, from all that loving. I gotta take my air mattress out of the oven. That's right, cause it's water and dough, and then I am fucking man, you already know.
I got a comforter that I'm sleeping on. Not like your comforter, mine is made of none. So good, it does the trick, and I fuck on the comforter, get my dick garlic.
Yo, when I kiss your milk, cause I wanna see ya, wanna get comfy in a big old pita. Yeah, that's right, cause I really love your love rocket, but I also love that we can snuggle in this pocket.
Let's make sex, and let's make it hotter. Let's use this blanket of ciabatta. So good with the bubbly crust. Sex on ciabatta bed, that sex is a must.
Yeah, I like to have nasty sex in all of the holes. I'm sleeping on top of this bread bowl. It's got bread and some soup inside, and then a side of bread beside.
Oh, I like what you're doing, it makes me go hotcha. I really liked having sex on focaccia.
Yeah, you're not even trying. Have a little sex on a roll, come a Hawaiian.
Shit, yeah, that is a must. And I also like the pork on the pizza crust. Sexy, yeah, a little Hawaiian again. Yup, and I'm not even trying to spend all my money, cause Lisa is cheap. Yes, those are friends. I do not want to creep on all of their endorsements of us. So thank you for your bed pizza
crust. And when we say cheap, we mean affordable prices. Right. Sleeping on this mattress, so good, so nice. And even if your bread doesn't have that wheat, Lisa Mattress will give you the very best sleep.
Yeah, sleeping gluten free. Yeah, that's what Lisa does for me. Yeah, I'm sleeping gluten free.
It takes care of my celiac allergy.
Plus you can fuck on some bread.
Yeah.
Plus you can fuck on some bread.
Plus you can fuck on some bread. Plus you can fuck on some bread.
Well,
and they never gave us money again.
If I was the president of Lisa, I'd be like double their funding.
Oh, God.
Wow. Okay. Wow, y'all. We did it. We really did it. We really pulled out all the stops to talk about bread and ways to have sex on it. We are so happy to have you, Zeke. You're just a dream. What? Anything you want the people to know?
Keep listening to Off Book because it's great.
Oh my gosh. That's friend with benefits of the pod. Yeah. We want to thank Choo Choo Engineer Brett on the fret. We want to thank Scott Passarelli, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings. We want to thank
Dana,
you know, Wickens on the Stickens.
Producing the drums as good as they comes.
We want to thank all of you for listening. You know, you can check out Stitcher Premium for ad-free archives and bonus content. And you can check out some merch on PodSwag. You know, doesn't hurt to rate and review on Apple Podcasts.
Man, all those things. Did you really support the show and help us grow and expand? And we're trying to just get a full orchestra in here, guys.
And you know what? Here's honestly one of the best ways. We're not a little noobs podcast anymore, but you know, maybe you have a friend in your life who you haven't told about the pod. Word of mouth really helps us out.
Hashtag offbook. Love to maybe offbook pod. Let's do that more specific.
I meant like a friend in person. I want you to like sit them down and say,
oh, for sure.
Hey, listen, if you can keep this secret. The secret is don't keep this
the
secret.
The secret is you can
listen
tell two. You can tell two people.
Yeah, let's do that's a right. Pay it forward, gives direction, tell two people.
Tell two people.
And then they can honestly, real talk, tell two people.
They can tell real to real. They can keep the secret, but tell two people.
But thank you for listening, and thank you for all your continued support. We love you so much. And as we say at the end of every episode of
Jason Derulo.
Right after we say Jason Derulo.
We say... Are you singing so cool, oh?
Well, you must be
Jason Derulo!
Bye!
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.